Interview number one. This is an interview between Carlos Almaraz and Margarita Nieto for the Archives of American Art, the Smithsonian Institution. Today is February 6th, 1986, afternoon. All right, Carlos, let's talk a little bit about where you were born and your childhood.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was born in Mexico City.
Date?
And that was October 5th, 1941. And I was told I was born in the center of the city in what is now, well, what has been for centuries, the Zócalo. Not in a hospital per se, it was a maternity ward, a maternity hospital where women only women are allowed, and this is where they deliver their children. From there, my parents, we stayed in Mexico for only 6 months.
Was your mother fairly young when you were born?
I think she was around 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was in his late 20s. My father was there, he says, specifically to meet a bride, a woman, a Mexican woman, because he felt that he owed it to his mother or to himself to marry back into the culture. So they were there living and working part-time in a grocery store. And my father says that my mother used to come into the store every day, and she was very pretty. I have pictures of her. And he was just taken by her and slowly began to know her and get to know her. And then I think they started going out, and at which point her mother, being my grandmother, was very upset because she was going out with what she called Americano, even though he was totally, you know, he's almost Indian, he's so Mexican. Anyway, they met, they were married, and they lived there for a year till I was born. And then after 6 months of that, they decided to go back to Chicago, to where the rest of the family was that had been living in the United States.
One question about your father. He went to Mexico to seek a bride. Was he from Mexico City?
Yes, he was born in Aguascalientes.
Mm-hmm.
He was adopted. He was really of a Indian father and a mestizo mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed his mother remarried and his second father adopted him. So I'm not quite sure where the name Almaraz comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit hard to know. My father mentions that it was given to him. So my original name may not be Almaraz. And I have to still investigate with that because it doesn't quite make sense.
It's a very good Arabic name.
Yeah, right. And we try to look into the name and find out more about it. But it's kind of a mystery to Mexicans what the name means. An Arab, however, has told me that it's an Arabic name.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually two words, not one.
Oh.
Alma and Ras is another word, and that it's very, the elements in it are very common. Well, to go back to my father, he was born in Aguascalientes and had a very, all I could call is a Ramona upbringing, meaning the play Ramona.
Yeah, right.
Being half Indian, he was treated like an Indian boy,
mm-hmm.
and many of the family did not accept him, didn't want him. But he said, because my dad's very smart, he was accepted finally because of his smartness and his ability to deal with language. He started to learn to speak English, I guess, fairly young, because he speaks it like an American and his Spanish is like a Mexican. And again,
he's completely bilingual.
He's totally bilingual. Mm-hmm. If you put him in Mexico City and you put him in a dining room, he'll have a wonderful time. And if you put him in New York City on Times Square at a local hot dog stand, he'll have a very fine time. And there's no division in his feelings for both cultures. And from that, I've learned the same kind of appreciation for the American culture within me and the Mexican culture within me. There are two extremes that, you know, can and do live in the same person. So he evidently traveled to Mexico and to Chicago a great deal throughout his life. And I think this accounts for his very good English and Spanish. Finally, when he met my mother, he continued to travel, but not as much. I was raised most of my early childhood from 1 to 5 in Chicago. We had a restaurant there, and then later my father began to work for one of the big steel mills, Kaiser or Gary, or I don't know what the names of the mills were. But we started then to stay in the Chicago area until I was about 9.
One question about those early years. And you went to Chicago at the age of 1.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have any preschooling there?